y'all. It's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.
Damn, man. This headset is something else. I mean, the bass in that intro right there, whoo, just shook my ears, and I fucking love it. That was nice. How's your week been, man? How you doing?
Long. I'm tired, bro.
Are you?
I'm done adulting. I need to retire.
It's eternal. Can we retire from that? Because I'm pretty fed up with it, too.
I just want to go off-grid. Fuck it.
We go off grid entirely, man. Like, that's how tired I am, man. I'm just relaxed. I'm leaning back tonight. I'm done. I'm tired. It was a long week for me though, man. Earlier this week, late Sunday night, I came down with a stomach bug. That was the worst stomach bug I've had in a long ass time. I don't remember ever having one that felt like this. I was out of work for 2 days.
That sounds great.
Never missed. Oh, it was awful. I've never missed work because of a stomach bug for that long. Never.
Wild, man. You can't go to work and be like questioning yourself.
Mm-mm. I almost tried on Tuesday.
Especially if there's a chance you're going to be driving. Nope.
Yeah, dude, exactly. So Monday was pretty rough. I woke up. I had a high fever, body aches. I was weak. You know, I had the chills. My stomach was in knots. I'm like, oh, this is awful. And I knew what it was because Alex had it the day before. And she was laid up in bed for the whole day. So I'm like, nah, I'm not going. So it really sucked. I felt really bloated for the whole day and just like absolute dog shit. So the next morning I woke up in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. And that's when all the other stuff started. I went to bed Monday night thinking, oh, maybe I could pull it off tomorrow, even if I'm a little sore. Nope. I'm glad I didn't try it out Tuesday because Tuesday was a bad one. That was a pretty shitty day, Justin. Pretty shitty day, bro.
I didn't even mean that.
And then it's funny you mentioned having to go out on the road.
That was fucked up.
Funny you should mention having to go out on the road because then on Wednesday when I did go back to work, I showed up and there were 5 morning deliveries scheduled and we didn't have enough guys to cover it. So guess who had to go out on the road? Still recovering from that stomach bug. Still fucked up.
Trust me, I made a 8-hour drive having to question myself the whole ride.
Before I left the building, I told my boss, I'm like, hey, if I shit my pants, I'm not coming back. I'm going home. I said, just so you know, if I don't come back in the building, I'm done for the day.
Like,
no way.
Yeah, no, I not a good situation.
Nope. yeah. Aside from that, I mean, things are good on my end.
I'm happy baseball started.
Baseball started, yes. Opening day was just the other day. My sweet little angel is growing properly inside of mama. Baby's doing great.
Another appointment this week.
Mm-hmm. Everything's looking good. So happy about that. She's almost into the third trimester. So that's not disappointing. We're getting there quick, man. We're getting there quick. I know we're crazy, but it's going to be exciting.
I was going to say, I still think y'all are fucking crazy.
Hey, man, I'm 37. Woo! Yeah. I ain't a young buck like I used to be. I ain't going to be able to keep up.
Just think, you're going to be 55 when this one turns 18.
Yeah, I'm gonna be old. I'm already old.
That's an old dad. Like,
yeah. Hello, Allie Cat. Hello, myself. Lisa. How are you? How are you, lovely ladies? Allie is pregnant as well. She is due. What is it? A week before my wife, Allie. You guys are very close. And this is our lovely friend Lisa, also known over on Twitch as the Gamer Mom. Guys, I'm glad you're here. I don't know how many are going to show up tonight because as I advertised, this one's going to get real. This is on the deep thoughts end of the spectrum, and it's going to be on the ruffle the fucking feathers end of the spectrum too. So if you have some friends who like controversy and like talking about shit that gets others riled up, please send them our way. Get them in here before the discussion starts, and make sure you guys throw in your two cents as well.
Or people who are easily riled, because that'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and don't worry, we don't judge too harshly over here. So, you know, if you have a different opinion than us, we're not gonna disown you as far as friends go. So we're good.
We will have some words though.
Yeah, well, we got no problem speaking our mind. And you know what? I think with the state of the world right now, people need to be more comfortable with speaking their mind, because I think so many bite their tongue because they're afraid of offending their friends or offending those around them. And
we as a country are worried about small little fucking made up issues in this fucking country instead of the big issues that the world is having right now.
Well, the biggest problem I see is that we're having issues, or we're caring too much about each other's feelings.
Right. And we're worried about more about what the fuck, swimming, FINA or whatever the fuck they are. They banned trans women from competing in the women's division. And that big fucking deal. No, it's not. Good for them.
Yes, it's about time.
I think there is. They do have the caveat in there that they're banned from competing against women unless they have the transition before the age 12.
And you know what? I have a big problem. I have a big problem with that as well.
Right. I have a problem with kids. That's a completely separate issue.
Yeah, who knows if we'll get to that today or not. That's not on the agenda, but you never know. Hello, Brandy. How are you doing, guys? This is my lovely boss, Brandy.
But we're worried about that, and we're not focusing on, you know, there's a legit chance within the next 2 years, World War III breaks out.
It's already here. Let's be honest. I apologize in advance, Brandy, but this is going to be one of those episodes that might get you fired up. Because there's a lot on my mind and I'm tired of biting my tongue about it. And I listened to Steven Crowder a lot, Louder with Crowder, and he's been talking about this as well, where people need to stop biting their tongues when it comes to this shit. People need to stop catering to those around them, to the people that think differently because, you know, you're afraid of losing them as a friend and shit. And It's out of this world to me that people get so riled up about it that they're gonna, you know, break off your friendship and toss you to the curb because of your opinions. But I think more people need to come together and stand up and, you know, speak their minds about this kind of shit. So we're about to get into it, and I've been waiting for a few days for this because I've been listening to some shit that just, it gets my blood boiling. Like, I'm not the most intelligent person when it comes to getting my point across. I don't sound like the smartest guy in the room, but I think I should be understandable. People should get it, I guess, right, Justin? Sometimes I sound right.
So my whole thing with the speaking your mind is we just need to talk. Whether you agree or disagree, we can fucking argue, but ask the hard questions, like, why do you think that way? Like, not because of what you've heard. What personally made you feel that way? Mm-hmm. If you can't have a personal reason for feeling a way, and you're just feeling that way because your team says so, something's fucked up.
And if you can't talk things out and try to come up with a real solution to a problem or an issue, and you just think there's only one way to go about it, you don't want to hear the other side's argument, then it's pointless. It's ridiculous right now. We're just going to go and roll right into it. And before we get into the aftermath, that shitstorm that started after the event that happened earlier this week in Nashville, what I do want to do is take a moment of silence and observe, and, you know, those lives that were lost at that school. Because that is something that's horrible, man. You're like, you never want to see that. You never want to see, especially young lives, end too soon because of a crazy person. And that's what it is. It's someone who was not in their right mind. And there is so much that goes into what makes this happen. And we can fight tooth and nail all day, all night about what the issue is. And that's, I mean, fuck it. That's what we're going to do here and now. I'm sick and tired of seeing the media, the mainstream media, our social media outlets going straight to banning of guns and saying we need to get rid of guns in this country because that's where the issue lies. And it just shows, it just shows you that people have a huge problem taking personal responsibility for things. All right, so we'll start there.
That's been a long time coming.
Like, yeah, and it's,
you can see that progression.
It's been building up for quite a while, man. People do not like taking personal responsibility. They want to have something to blame. And
I can relate that to like little things at work. The younger kids at work, when something happens, just own up to it. Own up to it. Less shit comes from owning up to it.
Yeah.
Like, and it makes everything so much easier. Mm-hmm. I don't have to yell at you now.
Yeah, and failure is how we learn, man. I mean,
there's nothing wrong with making mistakes. Own up to this shit. I mean, these kind of mistakes.
Go ahead and give me that quote that you were discussing before the show. Because so everyone
that went around, all went around Facebook.
Yeah, everyone wants to jump right to it being an issue with guns. It's the guns. So it was
something
fault.
Like
we didn't have them.
A rock in a bad hand killed Abel, but a rock in a good hand killed Goliath.
100%.
Like the guns aren't the ones pulling the triggers. The person behind it is.
And here's the other thing.
Kind of weapon is it irrelevant?
Yes.
Can they cause more chaos with a semi-auto? Absolutely. But that's not the fucking problem. Yeah. That's not what the problem is. The problem is the person who has it.
Yep. Well, they want to talk about assault rifles. Assault rifles. I hate that term. No such thing as an assault rifle.
There is no such thing.
No such thing. It does not exist.
Except in video games.
It's not a real thing. Assault rifle. Yeah. Yeah, it's a classification of weapon. It's not a specific weapon. But yeah. Right. God damn, man. It just drives me nuts.
Blame guns. Take the guns away. Nothing good happens when you take the guns
away.
Have
you ever seen the videos, the comparison videos? That's what I was trying to remember when I just kind of blanked there. The comparison videos, they say that, you know, it's because of the assault rifle that it can take so many lives. It holds a 30-round magazine. Oh, they call it a clip. Sorry. Clip. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they hold 30-round magazines so they can do more damage. You could shoot it a lot faster. That's false. You ever see the comparison videos of a pistol in a rifle, semi-auto rifle? How quickly these guys can do it. So people can shoot a pistol just as fast as you can shoot a semi-auto rifle.
Right. That's why they want
to
ban
semi-auto
pistols too. Like a semi-auto ban bans the pistol too.
It would. You'd only be able to hold a revolver. All right. You'd have a shotgun. What else did you have? It's a hunting rifle. And that's it. I mean, that's all fine and dandy.
Where the way I read the Constitution is... We're supposed to have access to basically everything. I'm going to say basically everything.
It's meant
to protect ourselves from our own government.
Yes, it's meant to protect us from a tyrannical government. Because that's what they initially fought against when we were trying to, you know, Revolutionary War. It's trying to separate ourselves from the Queen, separate ourselves from Britain. Be our own nation.
When has banning guns ever worked for a country?
I guarantee you people are going to point to Australia when you say that.
So the video I was telling you about before with, you know, that redheaded, long-haired dude.
Yeah.
It was about gun control, and he was going through, and in the just the 20th century countries that did it. Turkey was one of them, and like from the year after, for five more years, I think that one was 2 million unarmed citizens were gathered up and murdered for one reason or another. So every country that's done it, the total added up in the 20th century alone, 56 million.
Yeah,
citizens of countries,
I remember it being
unable to protect themselves.
If I were
killed by their government.
Didn't that happen with Hitler too? Didn't he take guns from citizens?
Yeah, that's why they followed him the way they did.
Yeah. Yeah. So and then,
so how is that gonna help?
The one thing that I immediately think about, that I wonder how other people don't think about this as well, is what makes you think that if we ban weapons, that if we ban these semi-auto rifles, semi-auto pistols, if we ban these, what makes you think that the evil people who intend to do this shit aren't going to find a way to get them? And even if it's someone like this person who committed this shooting, I'm going to say person. I'm not going to say their fucking name. I'm going to get to that in a second, too. The whole telling the world what this shooter's name is. I fucking hate it. Man, see, now I got myself fired up about that. And I lost my train of thought again.
So part of that video I watched earlier was, well, we should have a law against murder. Guess what? We already do. People still do it. So make a law against guns. The people who want to do this shit are going to find a way to get them.
Like this person might not have gotten it legally, or they got it legally. So if they couldn't get that weapon, right? Say it was banned. I'm sure, one, they could figure out a way to do it if it's something they really wanted to do. Okay? Because they intended to die. This to me sounds like suicide by cop from everything I've read. They knew what they were doing. They told their friend they're going to die. They're going to die today. Told a friend. It wasn't a friend. It was an acquaintance. If you read everything, it's fucking stupid. And so if they couldn't get a gun, what are your other options? Okay. You tell me, this person couldn't go online and figure out a way to make a couple of pipe bombs. Imagine that. Imagine taking homemade pipe bombs into a school. Imagine taking homemade pipe bombs into a school instead of a couple of guns. They ended up taking out six people, ending six lives prematurely. Three children, three adults. Imagine if they chucked a couple of bombs through this school. How much more damage would have been done?
Yeah.
Right? And then people are going to talk about how many deaths there are each year by guns. How many of them are suicide? Do you know I don't know the exact numbers, but I've listened to it on Crowder. I've looked it up myself before. I'm just bad at retaining this kind of information. You can look it up for yourself. I don't know what the exact number is, but I know it's a high percentage. I know it's a high percentage of the people, or a high percentage of these deaths are suicides. Kyle says, doesn't matter what you do. If someone wants a gun, they will get it. 110%. If someone wants in your home, trust me, they will get in. Yes. It's an issue with evil, man. It's an issue with evil. As long as we have good, we're going to have evil, and evil will find a way to do what it wants.
Evil.
Yes. It's always going to exist. Why not have the tools to fight back against it?
I think somewhere in Pike County this week, somebody got arrested. They were 3D printing pistols.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's got to be easy now too. It's a single fire. You only shoot it once, but you can do it.
Right. Like, you'll find a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just absurd. Like, So I'll take. I want to look at this from a different direction. Everybody wants to look at banned guns, and we both have the point of view. It's the person behind the gun. There's something wrong with every one of these individuals. Every fucking one of them. They're not getting the proper mental help that they need, but we don't focus on that. But human beings aren't supposed to be in a school that big. You're not supposed to have that many people around. We are meant to be small villages.
And those villages cities teach that big is what you're saying.
And schools. Like even like Honesdale.
Yeah.
We thrived most when it was small villages. You taught what you learned within that village through that school. It was one room for every grade. Everybody helped each other. Everybody knew each other. That's part of what's wrong with society today.
Yeah. And I know that's something we touched on before.
It makes it so much easier to commit crimes like this when you have this many people in one area.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? There's warning signs, too. There's red flags that go out. And I read about them today with this person. It should always be about the mental health, not the guns. Absolutely. Sunday Night Army. That's another podcast, everybody. Make sure you check it out over on YouTube. Great content. They have they're big on music. It's a music podcast showcasing new artists, unsigned artists, stuff like that. So give it a listen.
These red flags go overlooked because people, oh, I know them. They would never. It was just a moment they had.
Yes. Yes, Alexandra. Honesdale does have a safety officer up there now. Wall and Paul Pack, I know, does. And I'm glad we're talking about safety officers at the schools because to me, you know, that seems like the obvious choice to solve this problem. There was no safety officer. There was no police officer on the campus where this occurred. What was it? Covenant School, I think it was called in Nashville, Tennessee. Granted, the police officers in that town, in that city, responded amazingly. They were so quick. What was a 15-minute response time? And once they were on the scene, it was, I believe Jared said it was like 2 or 3 minutes, and they ended the threat. If I recall correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, Jared, but it was super
fast. You are right. It was 2 to 3 minutes by the time that they responded for them to enter the school and take out the shooter.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we could also get to the fact that all this shit that happens, I can't say all, it'll get flagged. It's not all, but most of these mass shootings are occurring in areas that are gun-free zones where the shooter knows they have less of a chance of being stopped before they can cause this chaos.
Yep.
But yeah, I've gone to schools to pick up my kids back when they went to school, and the locks on these doors, like these schools are locked down with these magnetic locks. You can't pull on the door and open it with all your fucking might. Why not invest in some bulletproof glass for the exterior? You know, be conscious, especially in the warm seasons or in warm areas. Don't leave doors propped open for people to get in, and keep these schools locked down, man. Have air conditioning in your schools. But I think it's just common sense to put one officer at least in every school. It's not like you need a lot. You just need a presence, because even if something does sneak through, if someone does sneak through, somebody's your response time is that much quicker, man. Someone who knows what they're doing. It's not going to be just a regular citizen. It has to be someone who's trained in law enforcement or an army veteran or a military vet, who knows how to handle a weapon. They know the detail of guard duty and shit like that, you know?
But Corey, that'll cause a firefight.
I sent Justin an article earlier today that I read that had my blood boiling.
It got me to say, what the fuck?
It's
what's the matter? with you?
It's like, well, so, I mean, no, flies eat ketchup. They won't eat mustard.
What?
It's an article that said that this is not the answer, that it's ridiculous to even think that. And it says not that military veterans aren't equipped to handle it, but they would turn it into a firefight. What happens when the police get there anyway? Right? Like, you're trying to end the threat. And having a presence there would
be the term firefight.
It was a firefight.
No, these individuals are trained so it doesn't become a firefight. It is a shoot to kill. You're not just fucking like the movies, just like you're shooting quick, but you're precise with your shot.
This right here is one of my favorite points because I looked that up as well. All the money that we sent to Ukraine so far for this war with Russia is way more than we would spend in a year to put officers in every school. Jared, can you bring up that little clip, or not the clip, but the picture, the overlay? This is the estimated cost of placing an armed uniform officer in each school building in the United States. And this is from years ago. I think this is from right after Sandy Hook happened. So if they were paid $75,000 a year in all schools, that's $9.9 billion. If they were at 97 a year, it's $12.8 billion. That's to have at least one. That's one officer, which in most schools in this country, that's all you need. So maybe in the bigger schools, you're putting two. But it's really not that different than adding another teacher's salary or two. You're telling me that the safety of your kids is not worth that?
Well, you want to, I guess, an apples to apples comparison.
Yeah.
You look at schools in like Philly and New York City. They have cops throughout schools, as far as I know. Like, there is like a station in the school. You don't hear very few of these shootings happen in inner city schools, mm-hmm. because there's so much presence. They happen in fucking small ass town schools where mm-hmm. you don't have a cop or maybe have one.
Yes.
And people are more free. Like, I leave my door open all the fucking time. Small towns, like, you're comfortable.
Sunday Night Army. It's Jacob. Correct me if I'm wrong, right? He says, imagine if we just had the equal amount of security in schools as your basic mall has. Just that in itself would fix most of the problems. I would agree. Right? I mean, they'll have to be trained a little bit more and paid a little bit better. More like paying a CO. But yeah, like, it's minimal, but it's there. It's the presence. It's just the presence. It's a deterrence. These people, if you look at the people who commit these shootings, look at them. Just look at them. They're weak. They I guarantee they scare easily. They're weak-minded. There's not a chance in hell that they're going to go in to an area that they know they're going to be stopped before they can do anything. They're not going to. They're pussies, for lack of a better term. Sorry. Oh, man.
Go ahead. Let it go.
It's just stupid. And now I'll go back onto the thing about the names. I say the same thing with serial killers, man. Like, why are we giving them this spotlight? These are people who want their lives ended. Okay. First off, listen, this person,
leave my serial killers alone.
No, you said go ahead and now you can't stop me. All right. So just shut the fuck up and sit there and listen kindly. Okay, sir.
What the fuck?
But no. All right. So back on serious face. Saying their name gives them power. These people see what's happening here. And yes, with serial killers too, you're saying their name, you're giving them this fame, you're giving them this spotlight. Why? These are weak-minded individuals, okay? When it comes to serial killers, that's a completely different story because they see the fame, they want the fame. With these people, there's probably a fair share who's like, you know what? They're miserable, they're tired of life, and they want to end it, right? They're sick of people not seeing them, right? Which sucks, and it's sad. I get it. It's terrible to feel like you're alone and no one notices you. But they want to be noticed so fucking badly. They see all these other people out here that have done this in the past. They see their serial killer icons, right? They remember their names. They watch all these fucking documentaries on them, all right? And then they're seeing all these people all over the news. They get all this media coverage. Their name is said over and over and over again. You're not going to forget them. They're going to be seen. So when they want to do this, they want to end their life. They're tired of their shit, right? But they want you to know who the fuck they are, and you're giving it to them. I'm not going to say the shooter's name. I'm not going to do it. I don't think you should do it either. I don't think any of these media outlets should have.
I don't know but it, so I don't give a
the
shit.
The police chief that was interviewed didn't do it. They said the same fucking thing. I'm not giving you the name.
To prove a point. Who can name the six victims, right?
Yes,
they're not giving coverage to the six victims, 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults that were over the age of 60. The names are here, but nobody knows it.
What kind of school was it?
It was a Christian school. Yeah, it was a Christian school, Covenant Presbyterian Church school.
So again, a smaller school, less people. It is in a big city, but you're not going to have as many people in there.
It's probably a private school. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, okay, there's another one. Thank you, Alex. Who gives a shit what their pronouns are? They're unalive children. They're a POS. Let me get to that because that's fucking stupid too. I'm sorry. It's not the important shit. The Washington Post had out an article. This is one of the ones I read earlier today that fired me up. It's completely stupid. They tell you too much information about the shooter. They want to give you the shooter's life story. I don't care about the shooter's life story. Once you've done this shit to children and innocent people and ended their lives, for your selfishness, you deserve nothing. You should be wiped out of history. Nobody should know who you are. I don't have sympathy for you anymore. When you were alive before you did this shit, I would have felt for you. I would have spoken to you. I would have tried to help you out if I could. But you do this bullshit, you shouldn't be remembered at all. So the Washington Post had an article. I will give you the name of the writer of the article. It is Fenit Nirapil. It was published on March 30th. All right. This person made sure, okay, to tell you that the Post has not yet confirmed how Hale identified. Let me read the first three paragraphs for you, because just the first three paragraphs, I was like, I'm done. What else is new, Washington Post? You fucking suck. Conservative commentators and Republican politicians unleashed a new wave of anti-trans rhetoric following Monday's shooting at a Nashville Christian school that killed 6 people, escalating a broader backlash to the rising visibility of transgender people in public life. This is your article. This is what you're going to speak on after a shooting. You're going to go to the defense of them because of how they identify or don't identify. The attempts.
Good question. Did they go to the trans community and see if they could defend this person on their behalf? Because I'm sure they don't want to be linked to that.
Yeah, I don't know. You're 100% right. And side note, off track, but I guarantee you that the trans community also doesn't want to be linked to the whole child thing. I've seen plenty of videos out there, so you should really look them up. We'll get to that a different day.
I've seen some.
We'll get to that a different day. So anyway, the article continues. The attempts on the right to connect violence to transgender people come even though transgender people are rarely the perpetrators of mass shootings, which are overwhelmingly carried out by cisgender men, according to criminal justice experts. Fucking really? And trans people are more likely to be victims of violence than cisgender people. Multiple studies have shown. Yeah, no shit. That's because this is a trend that started recently, okay? And that's beside the point. Why is that something that matters right now? It is a person who did a thing.
Just because they linked this person as being a trans does not mean they were attacking them, and there's no reason.
I'm not going to read any more of this because it does mention their name, and I can't. But it pisses me off. That shouldn't even, it shouldn't even,
it doesn't come matter.
Up. Like I right. said, once it happens, no name, no history. I don't give a fuck how you identify. Done. You're out of history for good. You're done. It's just stupid to me that they keep talking about it. They keep telling you this person's history and what their issue is. Oh my God. I hate myself for reading as much as I did. News has to make it about everything else except what the actual problem is, which is why they had all kinds of fucking articles preloaded and ready to go for the next mass shooting about banning firearms. They had it locked, loaded, and ready because there's no way these people wrote these massive articles immediately afterwards. Not a chance. They had these loaded in the chamber. Either you're a POS that does these things or you're a good person who doesn't do these things. Yes, exactly. It is. It's stupid.
Now,
you want to come, you want to start talking about, oh, well, it's usually cisgendered men. Fuck that term, by the way. Cisgendered. I'm sorry. I'm going to go off on that shit too. I got to stop myself.
Go ahead. No,
cisgendered.
Go ahead. That first time I've ever heard that term.
Cisgendered. Cis male and cis female. Do you know what that is?
No.
Male and female. Man and woman. That's a cis. You have to throw cis in front of it.
Why?
Fucking living in a fairy tale nowadays, man. I fucking
what's the point of it?
To make the transgender community feel better. But it's just like a particular group. Most people who are comfortable with who they are, if they've transitioned, if they're trans, they don't give a shit. They don't want to be lumped in with the fucking crazies. Sorry. People are, I told you I'm ruffling feathers tonight. People are going to be pissed at me and I don't care. It's just stupid anymore. I can't. This world is driving me insane, man. And like you said,
off grid. I don't pay attention to it.
Fucking gonna go off grid. Yeah, I'm sorry. Alex says, I'm sorry. I feel more stable-minded. Good people need to own guns than unstable bad people. Yeah. And if you make it illegal to own firearms, only bad people, only lawbreakers will own them. Only evil will have them. It's all writing to the agenda, using key buzzwords to stir the still blind masses. Yes, sir. It absolutely is. It's...
this is why I stay in my little cocoon.
Okay, so for anybody who's here, anybody who's listening, you can comment after the fact too. Do you agree that putting an armed guard in every school in the country is a good idea to curb this kind of bullshit from happening? Yeah, no. And if not, if you don't think that's the answer, give us an idea. Tell us your idea to stop this.
And if it's
banning
guns, explain your fucking reason.
Tell us why. And tell us why you don't feel like the government will push even further and take away more. Because let me tell you, it's not about the guns. It's about the control. If you don't see that the government just wants more control
after the 2-year test they just did, yeah. If you don't see it after the 2-year test we just went through, get the fuck out of here. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna say it. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean, that goes with the ban on TikTok. The only reason they're banning TikTok is because they can't control it. They can't control the information that goes on these social media sites, so they want to ban. And that's the
main reason. TikTok's a little different though.
Because the privacy, but it's also
China based.
They can't control what users put on the app, and they have to have complete control.
Yeah.
But isn't it? It's more Republicans pushing banning TikTok.
It's a big mixture.
It's a big mixture.
Most you see is Republicans because of the whole China thing.
I haven't gotten into much of this TikTok debate because I'm still watching it play out and I'm still trying to read some stuff about it when it comes to privacy and gathering our information and our intel. I mean, a lot of these cell phone companies are from overseas anyways. And tell me they don't have our data regardless. Okay, that's the first thing. Secondly, how many, all right, most of the Republican-minded videos that I see, most of the Republican or conservative content I see comes from TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because it's not deleted like on Facebook and Twitter.
You saw the video, the press secretary that says, now I sent something out like this. If you guys saw the TikTok, the press briefing or something like this. So they were using it in a government setting. She said, if you guys looked at the video that I sent you earlier on TikTok, so they're using it. I mean, mm-hmm. they just banned it in government because, I mean, I work for the government and they just told us we can all have TikTok on our phones. So
it's good for thee, but not for me.
Yep.
So Kyle wants to know how come schools don't have metal detectors. There's a lot that do, but you're right.
Small town schools again.
Yeah, it's cost. But you know what? This can go another way too. It's all about funding, first off, and it's all about how they spend their money. Metal detectors at every entrance, every point of entry. Okay, metal detectors everywhere. I don't see that as a big deal. And two, completely off topic, why are school lunches not free? You can give prisoners
that's a fucking curveball.
If you can give prisoners 3 square a day, why can't you give kids one or two meals a day, breakfast and lunch? Not that every kid's going to eat breakfast, but, you know, there are people struggling out there. There are families that struggle. They offer breakfast. So if you're offering breakfast, why not offer it for free, even if it's fucking toast and jam?
Because schools aren't here to fucking serve the community anymore. They're a fucking business.
It's a factory. It's a factory rolling things out. You shouldn't worry so much about what China will know about you from TikTok. Worry about what your government already knows about you from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and cell phone spying. Yes, dude. You see, I told Justin, this is another guy I told you that we're going to have to try to get on at some point because this is a guy from north of the border. And I would really love to see some input on what's going on up there, how life up there is. And I think he'd be really insightful. Let's see. Did you see the whole bill, though, for TikTok? Isn't it more? It isn't about more than TikTok, about limiting what people can say, put on internet also. I wouldn't doubt it. I didn't read it yet.
Censorship. They're trying to censor us.
Straight trash. Our good friend says, our good friend Ollie. What's up, Ollie? Welcome into the stream. Says government employees can absolutely have TikTok on their personal phones. The guidance that came out says they can't have it on their government phones, laptops, computers, etc.
Yeah, and I feel that's true. Too. I can have it on my personal phone. I can't have it on my other phone.
And I feel like that's not technically just a government thing either. I think that's something that a lot of companies should employ. It's a rule that most companies should employ. If you have a work phone, if you have a work computer, a work tablet, whatever it is, that's work shit, work related shit only. So I get that. That's something completely different. Alex said, I went to drop my daughter off something at the high school and it's a process. Have to have ID, three doors to go through and a cop there. Yeah. Look, what's wrong with that? Literally, I say something and go on Facebook and bam, this is what I just talked about. Yeah, exactly. Your phone's always listening.
The metal detectors thing. Listen, until I had a kid in school, I was against having cops at the doors, like, and metal detectors. And even now, like, I wouldn't be for metal detectors.
Okay,
why? You already have a cop or two. Because then you're making, it's fucking prison. They have to go.
Why? Why
then you're prison? Just having to deal with that as a kid. Like, I remember when we were in school, we had fucking free reign. Like, if especially like after school and all that shit, lifting, sports, all of that shit,
you still had reign of
all
in,
the fucking door. Nah, all the doors were unlocked
and you had to come in from outside. You had to get buzzed in.
Yeah, in the main door. Every other door was unlocked.
Well, first off, times were a little bit different. Second off, the side doors and shit, I don't remember being unlocked unless for us in the courtyard. You remember the courtyard?
Yeah, I used to be able to. I used to go down to the team room all the time for lunch.
Okay, so tell me why you think it's like a prison. Like, I'm not saying metal. I'm not saying the wands. I'm not saying use wands on them. But having the detectors there inside the door, they have to walk through.
I don't know.
Sensor will go off. Like,
I get it, and have it. I'm for it, It still bothers me. Like, I don't know. Just the optics that I...
Okay. Well, man, see, I don't know. Just the optics of it. It's...
I don't like kids having to go to school for fucking 8 hours a day as it is.
And then having to go home and do homework afterwards. And now we're going to get into a completely different conversation about school in general. Like, I don't see a problem having to walk
in that. Fucking 2-3 hours. Done.
Right. And the thing with that, though, is it's the world we currently live in. Unfortunately. And I think that also has to do with population. When you're in an area with so many people, you know, shit's bound to happen. Like, and again, I understand where Justin's coming from, feeling like you're in a prison. I get it, I guess. But the process for getting into a prison is even more complicated than walking into a door going through a metal detector. It's not like you're getting patted down. It's not like you're getting a wand taken to you.
A lot of these schools do.
Inner cities, it's completely different. You know how many kids attempt to take a knife to school?
Sullivan, just over the fucking border. ID, 3 doors, and a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Basically like getting into a fucking prison.
Well, and there's the thing too. One way in, one way out. For the students to come in from the buses and shit. One way in, one way out.
Right.
So every door in the school is locked down, right? You've got, like I said, like our school, they got these magnet locks, man. Those things are strong as shit, and the only way you get in is if someone inside pushes that button. If you're a visitor to the school, you have to go to the main door, period. It's not just metal detectors. It's not just police presence. It has to do with proper protocol. Like, we live in a time where this kind of shit's possible, but I guarantee you there are still those out there with the mindset, this isn't going to happen to me. This isn't going to, like, principals, school board directors, this is not going to happen to my school. This can't happen here. It's just not possible. There are people that are going to think it's not possible, and they're not going to prepare properly for it. They're
meanwhile,
not going to
follow protocol. You want to go out there?
Yeah.
So principal's saying this isn't going to happen at my school, superintendents, directors, whatever, the whole board, not going to happen at my school yet. Let's cater to these children who clearly have mental fucking illnesses and put cat boxes for them to fucking shit in. You're catering to the kids who are going to do this because you're not giving them the help they need. You're just, they're just being themselves.
We live in a world of make-believe right now. We do. Like, I keep asking myself when I'm going to wake up from this nightmare.
Well, the problem is that Americans, we are reactive and we're not proactive. So we only react to things and we don't actually look at it beforehand. So the only way I can think about it is because, as a building inspector, the reason why we have codes and the reason why we have these things that we have to follow is something bad happened and it got entered into the code because of it. So we have... You know, here we are in, 2023, and right now we're following the code, the 2018 code, because all these codes that get entered into these code cycles, like, for instance, like Virginia, we don't see that the codes in 2023 apply to now, so we're behind 5 years. So it's because we're only reacting to the times. Now in 2023, people are introducing codes into for exactly this, for school shootings. There are locking arrangements that you have to follow when you are building a school. so that for active shooter purposes and for hospitals. I mean, it's going on all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing too, is this whole reactionary thing. When I was thinking about this beforehand, man, when in history has the right decision been made because of an emotional reaction to something instead of sitting down and thinking about it logically? Like something like this happens, some horrible tragedy happens, and you have all these emotions going through you, man. And it's a horrible feeling. You feel absolutely dreadful about what happened. And you're like, man, we got to do something. And this is what we got to do. And then you have these people in their suits sitting in the fucking White House down there in Washington, D.C. And they're like, this is the answer. You have to listen to us. This is how we fix this. And you think that fucking big brother over there, fucking government, is going to look out for your best interests? Come on, man. You have to stop and think about it a little bit. Taking guns away from law-abiding citizens is not the answer. Jared, I need you on this one, because I can't remember the exact quote, and I can't remember exactly what, I think it was a Japanese emperor said this at one point in time. The reason we will never invade the United States is because there will be a rifle or a gun behind every blade of grass. I remember reading that years and years ago, and it's something that stuck with me because
there was another one
that was sense.
That was, I forget, I don't know what country it was, but it said they wouldn't invade because the biggest army in the world is the United States citizens.
And what's the statistic on hunting too? On opening day in Pennsylvania, on opening day of rifle season in Pennsylvania,
700 plus thousand people, men are in the woods, and not one person gets shot.
700,000 people in the woods opening day, men and women. Women hunt too. Some are fucking fantastic hunters, have amazing aim. 700,000 plus rifles in the woods in Pennsylvania alone on opening day of rifle season. So think of how many fucking rifles there are across this country. You mean to tell me that there isn't a single country out there that hates us, that hasn't thought about it? And they're like, you know what? Those citizens, man, they're going to fight back. Because you know damn well, you come into the redneck areas of this country, we're not letting you set foot down here. We're going to put up a fight. And it's not going to be just the military, man. And that's the reason we have the Second Amendment. The problem is so many fucking people, and cut me off if you get it, Jared. It's okay, because
I can't really find it, but I mean, I do see something here about, I mean, this was 2007. I mean, about Japan's decision to go to war with the United States, but I don't see anything about China not wanting to go to war. I'll keep digging.
It's some kind of quote from an emperor or something. So I think it was Japan or something. I can't remember, but We've been lulled into this false sense of security. Like we have it made so nicely here in America that we forget about all of the evil that exists in the world. Like we think that nothing bad can happen. We think that there's no chance in the world that another country is going to try to assert dominance. Look at it happening all over the world right now. Look at the richest men in the world, the George Soros type, the Rockefeller type. They want that control. They want that power. Look at these politicians who have been in power for 40 years because there's no term limits for fucking Congress. These people are power hungry. You found it?
Yeah. Misquoting Yamamoto. I don't know. Some fucking story. But Japan's Admiral Isoroku Yamamoto said, "You cannot invade mainland United States. There would be a rifle behind each blade of grass."
Yeah, they know that, man. And we just have this false sense of security. Like, we think it's just about the people in our country. But if you take our weaponry away, if you take that means to self-defense away, it's not just for protecting us. It's for protecting our country and our way of living. If you can't stop and think about that and realize that that's what it's really about, You got a screw loose. I'm sorry, man. You do. You think that the rainbow or the world's all rainbows and butterflies, man. It's not. You lose the ability to defend yourself and your country. You're fucked. We could end up like North Korea. Yeah, Alex said we've had guns around for so many years and it was never like this. I was absolutely disgusted when Biden came on to address the nation. And, oh, yes. I'm glad you mentioned that. I believe we have that video queued up, Jared, don't we? We have that somewhere here.
Because, I haven't seen this yet.
Ooh, you're in for a treat.
Oh, God.
You're in for a treat, Justin.
Should I rip on one right now?
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way.
It's probably fucking true.
Go upstairs. I think I'm kidding. I'm not. God. Ben, how are you?
Not a joke.
One of the best guys in the United States Congress, Ben Cardin. Folks, welcome to the White House. It's a delight to have you all here. And who are those good-looking kids back there? They're your kids?
Oh, all
well, stand up, guys.
All right, that's enough. That's enough.
Ooh, that pissed me off. That no.
You're about to talk. You're about to address the nation. Like, it's not... All right, so it wasn't something that was specifically to address the nation about this, but he was at this summit. It was a women's summit, right, Jared? Something like that. Some kind of women's summit.
It was for a women's business summit.
Yeah. So he took time to address the shooting because it happened while he was there, but you're going to address this shooting that ended the lives of a few children. And you're going to start talking about, oh, there's beautiful children right there. It's not even like he's a doctor with poor bedside manner. He's just lost his fucking mind. He's off his rocker, man. That's the leader of the free world. That's who represents us. He's a laughingstock around the world. Saudi Arabia has done skits on him, if you've seen those recently. And they had a great Kamala lookalike. Fucking Australia, Sky News pokes fun at him all the fucking time. It's crazy, man.
Meanwhile, let's push an agenda to get fucking Trump indicted and try to charge him so he can't run for fucking president next time, because you know you can't fucking beat him.
Unpopular opinion, I don't think he should run anyway. I think he's too old.
I do too. But like, what the fuck are you trying? Like, this is all about him paying that chick to shut the fuck up, right?
You know, Jacob's right. I hate my country. My country's leader. The little.
Here's that. That more skit.
The Saudi government-owned TV channel marked U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Take a look at that.
And that's a man, right? Because they don't let women act over there.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's ridiculous, man. And the whole skit is hilarious. Oh my God. If you guys haven't seen it, make sure you go check that out. It's really funny. Jared, I don't know if you can or not. Drop the link in chat for that video. For people to watch it, because it is pretty funny, you know, it's pretty humorous.
And Biden said he's running again, right?
I don't know. All right, let's go with something else here. He's not the real Joe Biden.
Oh, I was gonna go there.
Were you really?
Yes, he's I not. Was. You've seen the comparison pictures? It don't look like the same.
You don't even need to look. You don't even need to look at comparison pictures. Look at some of the fucking videos of him and Barack during Barack's presidency. He's a completely different person.
100%.
And there's
it's not Joe Biden. Why would he constantly introduce himself? Hi, I'm Joe Biden.
Yeah. Oh my God. And did you see our representative? What is it? Is he Congress? Fucking Fetterman, the one that went into the hospital because of depression.
That's not the same dude. That's not the same dude.
Came out a different person, different head shape, different ears, different nose.
They must have had good drugs in there. Woo!
He's completely fucking different too, man. There's something up with his government. I'm telling you, some shit's not right, man. It's not. You gotta look up Fetterman.
He is not the same fucking person.
His wife disappeared and went somewhere too.
It's disturbing how not even close they are.
I mean, it's possible that I saw something that was just meant to be satire or humor. So I'm not going to tell y'all it's facts.
I've seen the same thing.
Uncle Fester. Yeah, you're right. What's up, Dad? How you doing? First thing in the morning, we got some work to do. Because the Dems are scared shitless of Trump and what he might do when he gets back in control. This is only going to give him more of an edge if he runs, though. But DeSantis, too, didn't he claim that what they're doing to Trump is unconstitutional? And if they try to extradite him from Florida, they will not comply. Florida will not comply with that request.
With what?
So what he said was what they're doing to Trump right now with this is unconstitutional. Going after a political opponent like this through the courts. He said it's unconstitutional. So if they try to extradite him from Florida, they will not comply. Florida will not comply with that order. Sunday Night Army says Hillary will challenge. That will come up soon during another tragedy, not to be a conspiracy. Conspiracy theorists? We got a pretty goddamn good record going right now, man. That's all I'm saying.
So it might have been satire, I think.
All I gotta tell you is I have zero thoughts of suiciding myself. If something happens in the future, fuck Hillary. Okay. Epstein didn't kill himself. A bunch of pedophiles in the government in Washington. Got a lot of dirt on Hillary. Just kidding.
Hillary can't challenge. Kill me. If he says he's gonna run, he's the sitting president. So like he has a second term, he can.
What do they call that? Lame duck?
The party.
Incumbent? Lame duck?
The incumbent.
I forget what the lame duck term is. Is that what Trump would be?
I agree. DeSantis should run. I think
free publicity for Trump is exactly right. Wait until Tuesday he gets his chance to respond.
I think DeSantis might take Trump if they had to go at it.
Something to witness. But you know what, if Trump wins the bid, how much do you want to bet that he asks DeSantis to be VP?
I got a video here of Mike Pence talking about the indictment.
Yes, I heard he came to Trump's defense.
Yes.
He's not going to run again. Okay.
The unprecedented indictment of a former president of the United States on a campaign finance issue is an outrage. And it appears for millions of Americans to be nothing more than a political prosecution that's driven by a prosecutor who literally ran for office on a pledge to indict the former president.
But it wasn't just Mr. Vice President, excuse me for interrupting. It wasn't just the prosecutor, the district attorney in New York who did this. This was a grand jury of some 23 people, and you need a majority, 12, to go ahead and criminally indict.
Well, I understand that, and been a long time since I was in law school, Wolf, but I remember the old saying, you can indict a ham sandwich, right? The threshold, the burden of proof is very low. Prosecutors make decisions, discretionary decisions about what they bring all the time. Federal prosecutors passed on this. The Manhattan DA initially delayed it, passed on it. But when you have an attorney general in New York and a Manhattan DA that targeted one particular American in their campaigns, I think that offends the notion of the overwhelming majority of the American people who believe in fairness, who believe in equal treatment before the law. And this appears to be just one more example, Wolf, of the kind of two-tiered justice system that the American people have had enough of.
But you're just...
So at first I was like, I kind of respect it, you know, backing Trump after all the shit that went down. And I started to think, he's only coming to his defense because he's tied to it. He's tied to that campaign that's being questioned in a big way.
Yeah, I guess. Grand jury.
I mean, it is what he's saying, right? Yes.
Dining a ham sandwich. Yeah.
But the only reason he's doing it is because he's tied to it.
That's a good point my dad brings up there. The grand jury only hears the prosecution's side with no defense. So that's why he says that you could indict a ham sandwich.
Right. And
but Tuesday you'll hear it, like he said. Tuesday you'll hear his defense. See if anything comes of it. Which it won't. But it's just, again, this is something that it's just a tactic to them, okay? Because they
want to get into a court and stretch out litigation so we can't run.
They're counting on the fact that most of us common folk don't understand the terminology. All right, we don't understand what it means to be indicted, okay? So they're like, okay, we're going to indict him. So all these people are going to think Trump bad because he's indicted, right? And it's the same thing when they impeached him. He's the first sitting president to be impeached twice. But what does it mean to be impeached? It means they're trying to remove him from office or for whatever. But they didn't take him out of office. You can be... Please look this up for me, because I know that my fucking political science shit is not up to date here. But you can be impeached and remain in office.
Yes.
It does not mean that you are removed.
Bill Clinton was impeached
from presidency. Yeah. So if I could find the actual definition of being impeached.
There was more of a chance Bill Clinton was going to be removed from office than Trump.
Yeah.
If a federal official commits a crime or otherwise acts improperly, the House of Representatives may impeach or formally charge that official. If the official is subsequently convicted in the Senate of the impeachment trial, then he is removed from office.
Okay.
Great. So impeachment is just a fancy word for on trial.
Yeah. And see, since this is not a political show, I am not completely up to date on all my political terminology. So thank you for that definition, Jared. This is what I'm talking about, though. They really are counting. They're banking on the fact that we common folk don't understand the terminology. We don't understand what it means. But all we see is that this shit's happening, so he must be bad. You know, he's bad. They think we're stupid. And, you know, they're really
everybody else in office.
Yeah, well, and we're showing that we kind of are stupid. We don't understand. They're playing chess. We're playing checkers, man. And
we're not even playing checkers.
All we want
to divide us just by talking.
All we want is someone who really wants to represent us, the fucking people. And we don't get it. We're not getting it.
Some of us are.
It's like saying he was a bad boy and shouldn't do that again. Yeah. Senate majority of 60 or more must vote to remove him from office. Yeah. And good luck with that.
A lot of people just, you know, bank on promises made every 4 years.
That's like getting Senate to vote on term limits for themselves. Ridiculous, man.
I mean, here they are. They're going to set a precedent on this. And that's the reason why a lot of Republicans and a lot of people are fighting back. Is you have this happen once, it's going to probably happen again. So you're going to allow... somebody to take out a political opponent before an election. Yep. And so that's why the Republicans are fighting back, because this cannot be allowed to happen.
Yeah, man, it's not good. This isn't how politics should work. This isn't how elections should work. This isn't how the free world should work, man. This is not how a democratic republic works.
We're still only going to hear one side of it.
Yeah. So we rolled from one end to the other. Like, we're completely off of what we were originally talking about with Nashville. But
he can't even form a sentence, Don.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. Jared.
He can't even walk up and down steps.
I'm going to ask you for one more video. See how your sleuthing skills are here. It was a week or two ago, a video of Biden who came out to speak. I'm so sorry. I can't tell you the event or what it was for, but he came out and looked completely lost. He started to speak, walking one way on stage, came back to the center, set the microphone down on a stool, and started to walk off stage. So I don't know if you could search something like Biden fumbles or Biden looks lost in recent speech or some shit like
that. He's already got it.
And it's, he is, I don't know, is this it?
Yeah.
No, this is this looks like a compilation. This isn't it. Yeah, that's not the one. It's I feel like it's a dark background. You could see the audience behind him. I don't know if anybody else knows about it or what I'm talking about, but this guy, man, should not be in charge of anything. He shouldn't be in charge, especially shouldn't be in charge of a fucking preschool. But the fact that he is leading our country is absurd. Like even Democrats should notice this. You got to get him out of there. And if he even says that he wants to fucking run again, you shouldn't allow it. You should talk him out of it and tell him that he's already run his second term. He's already served his second term. Yeah. He always looks like, where am I? No. This was an indoor one. It wasn't the one where a bird shit on him. That's awesome. I don't know if I saw that one. God, man, I wish I could remember it. Now I'm going to want to look for it too, but I'm not going to. I'm going to be the voice here. You guys keep looking. That's fine. But man, I really hope someone comments and
think I got it
and tries to rebut on the whole gun control thing.
This one?
Give us their own idea.
Yes.
Mr. President, thank you. At the end of such a momentous event, the word thank you seems kind of inadequate. But for all the millions whose lives will be saved, for the communities where life will be transformed, thank you. So thank you, President Biden, for your outstanding...
Yeah. Not the same one I'm thinking of, but that one's good too. Let's see.
I don't know, man. There's so many of them. Yes,
they're all over the internet. It's almost every press conference.
It's so fucking hard. That man never knows where he is.
Oh my god! And you know what sucks? Like trying to Google search.
That's why he introduces himself every time, just so he knows.
He's so scared, Jesus, man. I bet you you're not going to find this video. I would bet 100% at this point. So what happened was, I'll just explain the video because it's absurd. He starts talking to the audience and he's speaking really slowly and he starts wandering to the right side of the stage while he's speaking. Then he stops, looks out, mutters something else, and then it's just a glazed over look, blank. Like, well, he just completely forgot where he is, what he's saying. It.
Yep.
He shuffles back, and it wasn't even, I don't think it was a podium. It was a stool in the center of the stage, yep. Sets down the microphone, looks up, and just wanders. And then that was it. That was the end of the video. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Kyle, thank you so much for stopping by, man, and being a part of the conversation. Have a great night, my man. It was great seeing you.
Fuck, I just saw that. It's real.
I wish I could see it again. But it was like 2 weeks ago that I saw it, and I would bet that something that bad looking, like it's almost like he stroked out on stage because he started muttering words that you can't understand. Yeah, teleprompter went blank, so he also did. Yeah, I would bet. I want to know why he hasn't been evaluated for being senile or dementia or whatever, because he is not fit to do anything. No, and I'm surprised they haven't. They haven't implemented. What is it? Amendment 25. That's what it is. I'm surprised they haven't done that because they were going to try and do that to Trump, saying he was unfit for office. They were going to say Trump was unfit for office, but this fucking tool bag isn't. Oh my God. Yeah. It's been an angry night for me, guys. I've cussed a lot. I've yelled a lot. Stared angrily into the camera a lot. Sorry. But it's all right. You don't have to find it. If I can find it, I will put it on our socials. I will throw it up on Facebook. I'll throw it up on TikTok, Instagram, wherever. So, again, guys, make sure you follow us on social medias. All right? Every social media outlet you can find us on. The important ones, anyway. All right? So, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all the ones that everyone in the world hates. Make sure to follow us there. I'll drop the video on one of those if I can. Jared, didn't you have a video you wanted to play at the end of the episode?
Yeah, I think everybody wants to know those.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we... We really should have added like a send us an application or if you know somebody willing to be involved in a blind date show, please let us know. Get us their information. Reach out. Contact us. Ladies, to be a part of this,
get added to week to week.
To be a part of this, you have to be in the NEPA, Northeast Pennsylvania, or tri-state area. As long as you're somewhat close and can make it to a date, you can be involved in the show. Please let us know.
We can make something happen.
Oh my God.
We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We are going to find someone willing. I hope at least two people willing. You think we can find two people willing to be on a dating show with our buddy Justin here? Don't worry. Your face isn't going to be on there. And we may or may not even... Well, I guess we could do voices. We have him speak, right? Just we're not going to put a camera on him. Yeah, we'll do it that way. We'll figure something out. We got to do this. And do we do a special episode, Justin? Are we going to take up our normal Saturday slot for this?
I don't give a shit.
We'll figure it out. But we're going to do it, all right?
Whatever. Apparently, I have. Bree, I don't have a choice.
He's excited. He is super thrilled. Don't let him fool you.
I have never been set up before.
That's exactly what we're going to do questionnaires. Alex, you know, we're gonna have like a little interview process. We'll bring them on one at a time, right? We've got this great platform to use. Pull one up, have her answer the question, put her backstage, bring the other one up, have her answer the question. Justin's gonna have to choose number one, number two. Maybe we'll get a three and a four. Who knows? He'll have to pick his favorite answer. We're gonna keep score. We're gonna choose a winner. It's gonna be glorious. Everyone's gonna love it.
We're gonna do it, Justin.
Jared. Let's get an official video going, and we'll like take what you have now, but add if you'd like to be a part of the show, send an application in, apply to our email, nonsenseanddeepthoughtspodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. Nope. I'm already working on a banner and some advertising.
Oh, let's Jesus go, Christ, baby. We could. Right, we'll figure out how many people we want to have on. We'll see how many we can have on. It'll be fun. And if this works out nicely, maybe we'll have all of our viewers and followers help us come up with the perfect date for Justin to take them on. Okay. Okay.
Like
maybe we'll even do a fundraiser to get the funds for this date for the guy.
There we go.
All right, but ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time to wrap things up. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us tonight and being a part of the conversation. I know this was a wild one. I know we got a little bit of ruckus tonight. I got a little bit loud, a little bit angry, emotional, if you will. But it's one of those topics, man. Gun control is a big topic. You know, freedom is a big topic here. Right.
Yes,
so we're pro 2A 100% all the way. If you guys feel like taking our guns away is a great idea and that's going to stop all of the evil in this world, please drop a comment below the video. Make sure you guys leave a rating or review if you're listening to the audio version as well. We are on Spotify and Apple, Google Podcasts, and more. Leave a rating or review. Leave a review and whatnot on Facebook as well. That goes a long way for us, guys. It really does.
Can I add to your, if you disagree?
Like, yeah, go for it.
And please don't just spew bullshit that you've heard on the media.
Use your own thoughts, man.
None of that makes sense.
Use your own thoughts. We are a free country because of our weapons. Let them take it away and see what happens. You're not going to live this life you got anymore.
Or look into that thing that's become taboo now. It's called history.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see it doesn't work.
You either learn from history or you're doomed to repeat it. 110%. Guys, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We will see you again in 2 weeks. Until then, be good, everybody.
Later.
All right, y'all. It's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.